Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
2015 is a great time to kick off with a healthy protocol, and we have got Tracy Piper here from the Piper Center in New York City. She's going to be talking about her new book, The Piper Protocol, The Insider Secret to Weight Loss and Internal Fitness. Hi, Tracy. Welcome back, I should say, to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back, Lisa. I enjoy doing my interviews with you.
Yeah, it's so nice to have you on. All right, so let's talk about the Piper Protocol. What are some of the things that you emphasize that we need to do to be the healthiest we can?
First thing in the morning is to drink a glass of water with lemon and put a little bit of cayenne in it to increase your circulation of the liver and flush toxins out during the first thing in the morning. So that's one thing
I like
that I do first thing in the morning. Yes. And then taking a probiotic to strengthen the immune system, mm-hmm. to having a first thing on an empty stomach. Sometimes I get it in and put it into a smoothie so I don't feel like I'm taking like a bunch of different pills. But sometimes it's a little bit easier for some people who don't like to swallow pills. They could just open the capsules and just put it into their smoothie, as long as it's not a hot drink, as long as it's cold, room temperature. Another thing that I like to do is make sure that I keep the fiber up, because fiber is actually a prebiotic, which actually feeds the bacteria. And most of us do not get enough fiber in our system. We should have at least 35 to 50 grams of fiber a day. You know, are we getting it in soluble fiber or insoluble fiber from vegetables or salad or from like grounded pumpkin seeds or chia seeds or flax seeds? But having the fiber in our system is not going to just make us feel full, but it's going to feed the good bacteria, and it's also going to regulate our sugar levels as well. So it does multiple things.
So if people want to, you know, I guess get a hold of this protocol, how would they find it? Do you have a book, or is it something online that they can go to?
Well, my book is actually coming out on December 30th. It can be pre-ordered now on Amazon, and it's called The Piper Protocol, The Insider's Guide to Weight Loss and Internal Fitness. And so it goes through basically lots of, I take my after cleansing sheet that I do with my clients. As you know, I'm a colon therapist and a massagist and also an acupuncturist. So I put all those protocols together and try to come up with something that people can do on a daily basis. So I talk about lemon water. I talk about alkaline balancing, about people increasing their water to hydrate their system, but understanding that there is a difference between a dry water and a wet water. Making sure your water is actually being absorbed and you're not drinking, but peeing it out, but you're actually absorbing the water into your system. So that would make you have a wetter water. I talk about probiotics, you know, having bacteria in your system, how important it is to have the bacteria in your body to help strengthen your immune system, build vitamins, and have a really good gut biome. I talk about enzymes and how important it is to have enzymes into your system to help digest your food. And also using enzymes on an empty stomach to help break down any protein shells around bacteria or fungi. And that also helps to reduce inflammation in the body. And then I talk about emotional cleansing, which is something that people don't realize goes on in their system. Sometimes people are constipated and they think it's just a physical problem, but sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes people can hold on to emotions so much that we hold them in our gut, because most of our immune system and nervous system is in our gut area. So a lot of emotions, sometimes you'll have like, you know, you feel scared or something. Some people get diarrhea, some people get constipated, they get crampy in their stomach. So I talk about how you release that, talk about breathing, how important it is to breathe and get that diaphragm moving to work your lymphatic system. And then I talk about different old remedies that I grew up with in the Caribbean that my mother taught me, and you like using a casserole pack, and doing home enemas. Sometimes people, either they're not too keen on getting a colonic, or where they live, they can't find a colon therapist, or maybe, you know, money might be an issue. So how can they take care of themselves at home? and they can do that during using enemas, like which is a step-by-step guide on using an enema. And then I talk
I'm glad that you brought up the enemas. I want to talk about that for a minute. A lot of people have been asking, you know, is it something that's safe? And, you know, just I guess quickly, you know, for those who aren't familiar with an enema, is that something that you could do in the comfort of your home? Maybe what they could do, but also is it something that's safe? And should they, if you know, how often should they be doing an enema? And if they are, should they be replacing, you know, minerals or good bacteria into their gut after it? Just to give a little bit. I know, you know, I would like to do a show on colon hydrotherapy in the new year because I'm actually a huge fan and I've been doing it for many, many years and I have a nurse who does it here for me. But just quickly about the enemas, if you, we have about, you know, we don't have that much time left, but I'd love you to kind of touch on it.
Enema is very important. I actually did one this morning. you know, sometimes it really helps to get things moving and it is very safe to do. I actually started doing enemas when I went to the Anne Wigmore Institute and they taught me how to do it because I thought it was scary. How am I going to do this? What's this thing going to go inside of me? And it's the most comfortable thing. And you just use water and into your system and you just feel yourself. You open up the clamp and I go through it step by step in my book. But you have put just, you know, maybe about 16 to 24 ounces of water in your container. And then you'll put this catheter into the, you know, into the restroom for a few, you know, two inches or so forth. But you let the water go in about a count of 3 seconds. So you don't feel full. You don't, like, flush all this water into your system. You do, like, a count of three. You hold it. You massage your stomach in, like, a clockwise position. If you feel full because there's a lot of gas, then you will just release that. And you feel like, you know, I kind of got to go to the bathroom. Then you get up and you go to the bathroom and you release whatever is there. It usually takes about 20 to 45 minutes. Now I'm a pro with it. And so now it takes about 45 minutes because I sit there and I do this whole ritual with it. And, you know, I make it a big thing. But you can use chlorophyll. You can use wheatgrass. You can use coffee. At the Gershon Therapy, they use coffee to help flush the toxins out of the liver and to help it stain for people who have cancer. So I actually studied the coffee enemas at Gershon Therapy when I went there last year. And I was like, wow, I really noticed a difference because I used to only do wheatgrass and chlorophyll. And then I got into doing chamomile to calm the system and fenugreek to release mucus from my system. So it is very safe to do at home. And you take your time.
What did you say that you used to use? Sorry, Tracy. What did you say that you used to do, get rid of the mucus?
Fenugreek.
Fenugreek.
So fenugreek, okay, so fenugreek is a seed that you can sprout. They use it in Indian cultures. Where they cook with it, you know, with rice or they make a tea out of it. It's actually used for pregnant women to help increase milk supply. But it's really good for the mucus in the upper respiratory system or throughout the entire body.
So and you do that as an enema. So what do? You make a tea and then you use that as the enema?
And you use the tea, yes. Oh. And you make a tea and then you strain it and then you use that as the enema. You know, bring it to room temperature, of course. And then you do the enema with that and you get all this extra mucus out of the system.
Interesting. So, so for people who are just learning how to do this, should they do an enema once a week, once a month, every 3 months? Like, what do you recommend? It's a good protocol.
I always thought of it doing once a week only because your system, you want to get your system used to, hey, I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to get things going. You know, when someone's really sick, if someone has cancer, at the Gershon Therapy, you do up to 3 to 5 enemas a day. I don't think you need to do that when you're starting out unless you have an issue, but I think at least once a week is great. You know, maybe that's your Sunday ritual, your Saturday morning ritual, and you'll do that with... I always like to add chlorophyll to my water because I feel that the water alone is a little bit draining for me. So I add the chlorophyll because I get the minerals at the same time. And when I'm finished my enema, I always make sure I take a probiotic and water with added with ocean energy or ocean, like cell... So I don't know if you know, like cell energy, and I'll take that and put that in water as well.
Well, Tracy, I mean, I find this fascinating. We're out of time for today, but I definitely want to talk more about it in the new year and talk about colon hydrotherapy. Let's talk about acupuncture even, and let's talk about enemas. Thank you for being on our show. And I know that people can find you at thepipercenter.com, and they can also follow, you can follow Tracy at thepipercenter on Twitter, correct?
You can. And the book is called The Piper Protocol, Insider's Guide to Weight Loss and Fitness.
Perfect, the Piper. Well, good luck with that. Thank you for being on our show today, Tracy. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.